And that brings us to Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. We've got the mayor of Hillsboro on the line right now, Tom Stevens, joining us on this Monday afternoon. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well, Aaron. And, you know, it's just this kind of lovely summer weather that we're having here, a little warm, but it's the way it's supposed to be. So I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it really is. So we'll talk about upcoming events and happenings in Hillsboro here in just a minute. I got to get started by talking about something that happened on Saturday, right, in Hillsboro, which still has I see a lot of people talking about it on social media, and you were posting about it over the weekend as well, which is another round of calling them flaggers, but people who are walking around downtown Hillsboro waving the Confederate flag. And this was a fairly small group of people, but kind of prominent there for a little while in downtown Hillsboro a couple of days ago. And you posted on social media reacting to it, and I thought that your reaction was very well spoken and well said, which is that, you know, these are people who absolutely have the right to do what they're doing, but this is a racist action and something that goes very much against the values of Hillsboro as a town.
Well, thank you, Aaron. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's and this happens from time to time. There's a group of sometimes 1 or 2, sometimes 3 or 4 folks who come and stand with their Confederate flags. Of course, it's involved with Silent Sam, and we've seen this in Chapel Hill and otherwise. It happens sometimes on Saturday mornings here in Hillsboro. There's usually another group that comes out as protesters and brings up some signs that about Black Lives Matter, and or that, you know, people here, you know, are welcome to be here. I think it just got a little bit more attention this weekend. Yeah, it is at one level something that would just, okay, some people have this beliefs, and it'd be pretty easy to ignore. But at the other side, and this is why I posted something, it really does convey a message to a lot of people that they're not welcome here. And the part to me about why kind of standing on the corner with the Confederate flag or putting it on the back of a truck or those kinds of activities to me reenact how the Confederate flag was used to intimidate people. I mean, literally right before lynchings and murders. And if you go Google the Confederate flag and civil rights, you know, you'll see every time there's a march, it's not just the KKK, but it's just everyday people. That was kind of what they just sort of held up and just said, you know, like, you know, we're opposed to segregation, desegregation. We're opposed to, you know, people of color living in our neighborhoods. We're just opposed to civil rights. You know, we want things to be the way they are. And that kind of reenactment is just not consistent with what I think the values that most people espouse in our community.
And it's kind of a difficult thing as an elected official, I'm sure, to kind of walk that line, because you don't want to, I mean, you don't want to and legally can't say you're not allowed to do that, but you've also got to stand up for the values of the community. How do you walk that line?
Well, you're absolutely right. And when I fully uphold people's rights to free speech and to be present and to hold an unpopular view. So in no way am I contesting the right to be there. In fact, my comment was, you know, you have a right to be here. As far as I'm concerned, it's not particularly welcome, but you certainly have the right to be there and would support that. I want to give kudos to the Hillsboro Police Department. It was very clear, you know, we're here to help keep people safe and are clear to all parties when some people are coming to us and saying, you know, what can we do to remove these people? They're interrupting our business, or we don't like them, or it's not our values, or it's unwelcoming. We say, you know, they have a right to be here. And that's true for counter protesters as well. So I think mostly the stance I take is to, when I'm discussing these things, I'm being very, very careful not to call names. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be very careful to call out behavior that is not welcome. I'm not trying to say anybody's not welcome here. I'm saying, you know, we don't welcome when people come in and march down the streets with symbols that are going to be interpreted by people in our community as being hateful. So I think being very careful about the language we choose, kind of setting expectations about how do you present your views when you're in the public space, trying to set an example, and then, again, working with the authorities to, you know, again, make sure people are safe and try to diffuse things is what we're trying to accomplish.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. You can also go to visithillsboroughnc.com for the full schedule of events and happenings in Hillsborough. And Mayor, as we wrap up, what is coming up in Hillsborough that people ought to know about?
Well, sure. It's, you know, we have seasons where we have kind of big events, and we're looking through that to fall, like, you know, holidays coming. You know, about a month away, we've got the Brass Festival at Moorfields. You've got River Park Hunter that's happening later. So those are nice things to happen. We just had a fabulous weekend. It was probably one of the best last Fridays ever. It happens with perfect weather that we talked about. I know my gallery was packed, and Orange Community Players just did this wonderful play on Mary Poppins. So I think things in Hillsborough are pretty much practically perfect.
Again,
but the ongoing things, particularly in August, you know, there's regular tours. I want to say it's the best part about visiting Hillsborough, and it's a great time to do that, is I want to say the everyday things that are happening on, like, Tuesdays. There's acoustics down at Nash Street and open mic night at Yonder, and at Antonia's there's a little jazz playing, and you know, Wednesday night there's other kinds of events. On Friday and Saturday there's almost always music at sort of the local venues. Riverwalk continuously has it's just a great place to bring kids and our families. There's, you know, every weekend there's tours at Airmount or at the Historic Center, go to the museum. They're still looking for people to do paint by numbers to get it ready to do this big mural that they're doing. It was created by one of our local artists, Ann Hopgood. Mm-hmm. And so they're still, that's something that, you know, bring the family to. There's a movie night. It's just, I just kind of want to say that that kind of every day, come to a small town, you know, hang out, you know, go get some frozen custard at Whips or some barbecue at Hillsborough Barbecue or any of the local restaurants, and kind of walk around town. It's just a nice place to be. And that's kind of the activities that are happening right now. It's pretty full.
Sounds good. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for more information on events and happenings, including all of those and more. Mayor Tom Stevens, as always, thank you so much.
Aaron, thank you.